A FFA advisor was driving his students to a competition when the bus broke down. 28 students and the teacher were stranded on the roadside. What happened next worked well in the 1940s, but today would probably land you in trouble. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. Ralph Dreesen began teaching agriculture in Guthrie, Oklahoma in 1940. He made many trips to Oklahoma State with his FFA students for the annual interscholastic VOAG competitions.
You had to get permission from the superintendent to get a bus and then work with the bus driver to get the bus. Well, all those buses had some kind of a governor on them.
That governor was there to make sure the driver did not go too fast.
On this particular time, I'd get as much speed as I could out of the bus. For some reason, they had a governor on this bus, and it broke.
Ralph and his students were stranded, but they had worked hard for this competition, and they would do just about anything to make the last miles into Stillwater.
So here I was with 7 judging teams, 4 boys to a team, 28 kids, and all on the highway trying to hitchhike a ride to the judging contest. But they each had a sheet of paper, showed exactly where they were supposed to be, what time they were supposed to get there.
Some students got a ride to the town of Coyle. Then they caught another ride to Perkins Corner, then another ride to Stillwater. Some students were dumped off downtown and had to run to campus to make their judging events.
We happened to win 2 judging teams when the results were finished, and 3 teams placed in the top 5, and we won the sweepstakes.
So Ralph's bus broke down because he was driving too fast, and he then sent 7 separate groups of students hitchhiking the remaining dozen miles to a college campus where they won FFA's interscholastic sweepstakes. Quite a story this retired advisor still cherishes after 60 years. Traveling the countryside in Stillwater, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCrae.